This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
According to the latest survey from the Australian Human Rights Commission, one in three workers say they've been sexually harassed at work over the last 5 years. But sexual harassment in the workplace is unlawful and shouldn't be tolerated. If it happens to you or someone you know, there are ways to get help. Being sexually harassed at work is something that nobody wants to happen to them, but it's sadly too common. Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins says that many Australians are confused about what exactly constitutes sexual harassment.
In Australia, sexual harassment, the definition is that it is unwelcome conduct of a sexual nature. Where it's reasonable, someone would be offended, humiliated, or intimidated by the conduct. That definition applies to conduct at work.
She says that the term covers a wide range of behaviours in person and online.
From sexual jokes, comments, requests for dates, intrusive questions about a person's private life, sexually explicit emails and texts, requests for sex, touching, kissing, and physical contact. So it covers everything from sort of a sexual joke right through to what would be criminal sexual assault.
And while anybody can be a victim of sexual harassment, statistics show that young women are the most vulnerable.
In 2018, the Australian Human Rights Commission conducted its regular national survey on workplace sexual harassment, and it found that one in three Australian workers had experienced sexual harassment in the last 5 years. That's both men and women. So 39% of women had experienced sexual harassment and 26% of men. And the most common victims of sexual harassment were younger people, so people under the age of 29.
Nicole McMahon is the general manager of 1-800-RESPECT, a support service for people impacted by sexual assault, family violence and abuse. She says that people from migrant backgrounds can face stigma and additional barriers when asking for support.
Some of the barriers for women from cold backgrounds include things like obviously language, the fear of discrimination, issues around settlement and immigration, their history before migrating of torture or trauma, and lack of that community or family support. There's also sometimes the fear of authorities and a lack of understanding of the systems or laws that can provide support and protection.
It's important to know that sexual harassment at work is unlawful under the Sex Discrimination Act and that help and support is available. To learn more about your rights, you can call the Australian Human Rights Commission on their information line 1300 656 419. If you're distressed, you can talk to a trusted friend or call 1-800-RESPECT.
1-800-RESPECT provides a free and confidential telephone and online counselling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when someone calls 1-800-RESPECT, they will talk immediately to a very experienced counsellor who will help the person calling understand their situation and what is the right path for them. So they'll do a safety and needs assessment and they might provide information, they might provide referral, or they could also provide counselling.
If needed, you can access an interpreter through the Translating and Interpreting Service when calling the Australian Rights Commission information line or 1-800-RESPECT. Once you have decided to make a complaint, you can talk to a human resources representative, your employer, or the union at your workplace. Kate Jenkins says that employers should take your complaint seriously, but it's also possible that they don't know what to do.
The response can be varied. Some employers will take the complaint seriously and investigate it and take action. Others are less informed about what they need to do, so they can also call the Human Rights Commission to ask for help on what they should do in response. So it depends on your employer.
If your employer doesn't take action, you can go to the Australian Human Rights Commission to make sure your rights are respected. It can lead to a conciliation process and possibly to court. But Kate Jenkins says most cases are resolved before it goes that far.
Ideally, when you go to your employer, the employer will take the complaint seriously, make sure that you are not subjected to any detriment from bringing it forward, and see what they can do to sort it out, which quite often will be working with the individual to decide whether they want to progress with a complaint and to deal with it within the employer's, within the company.
To learn more about sexual harassment and your rights in the workplace, visit the Australian Human Rights Commission and the Fair Work Ombudsman websites, which both provide resources in different languages. The feature on sexual harassment and your rights in the workplace was prepared by Audrey Bouget. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.